Blackstone Audio presents A Ticket to the Boneyard, a Matthew Scudder crime novel by Lawrence Block. This book is read by Joe Barrett. For Lenore Nathan Block Rosenberg. Hi, Mom. Several of nature's people I know, and they know me. I feel for them a transport of cordiality. But never met this fellow, attended or alone, without a tighter breathing, and zero at the bone. Emily Dickinson, The Snake. A bloody and a sudden end, gunshot or a noose for death, who takes what man would keep, leaves what men would lose. He might have had my sister, my cousins by the score, but nothing satisfied the fool but my dear Mary Moore. None other knows what pleasures man at table or in bed. What shall I do for pretty girls, now my old bawd is dead? William Butler Yeats. John Kinsella's Lament for Mrs. Mary Moore. Chapter 1. New York had a cold snap that year, right around the time of the World Series. Oakland and the Dodgers were in it, so our weather didn't affect the outcome. The Dodgers surprised everybody and won it in 5, with Kirk Gibson and Hershiser providing the heroics. The Mets, who'd led their division since opening day, were in it through 7 playoff games. They had the power and the pitching, but the Dodgers had something more. Whatever it was, it carried them all the way. I watched one of the games at a friend's apartment, and another at a saloon called Grogan's Open House, and the rest in my hotel room. The weather stayed cold through the end of October, and there were speculative stories in the papers about long, hard winters. On the local news shows,